flag flying. All ensuing on that play, and it's more likely going to be
huge break for USA. They fumble the football. It's almost certainly going to be a face mask. The only question is it 5 or 15?
It's indeed a face mask against Vassar. The flag lies at the 36-yard line. And they're starting to march off the yards, and it's going to be 15 yards. So an automatic first down for USA on the personal foul face mask puts them into Vassar territory, at the USA 49-yard line, according to the spot. First and 10 for the Patriots, left right across your radio, 16-16.
Cass City pouring it on Reese right now, 28-6 so far in that game.
No updates yet from the Bad Axe Lakers. We'll keep you updated on that. It's a handoff to number 20. Siebert sheds out or spins out of one tackle and comes down close to the first down marker at the Vassar 40-yard line. Looks like he has it by about a half a yard. Finally brought down by Lamont Morrison on a second effort from Siebert. And they're going to say first down, move the chains.
You got to love how patient Siebert is when he runs. His runs take forever to get 8 yards. He just sits behind his offensive lineman and waits for the defense to make a move. And then, bang, he goes the other direction and slithers his way up for a nice gain, gets a first down, and reset the chains. Now all of a sudden they are across the 50, the nose of the football touching the 40-yard line now of the Vulcans.
Working off the near hash, T formation. Foley squatting and under center. And it's going to be heaving in for himself. Rolling to his left. Passes and it's caught to number 28, Gavin Zimmer. And he's forced out of bounds at the 25-yard line by Colton Fabro. Enough for a first down and then about 5 more yards, a 15-yard completion to Gavin Zimmer, his second of the night.
Yes, again, Clark, back to what we said earlier. The play action pass has been there tonight. They can dial it up at any time they want because USA is known for running the ball so very well, and they have done that already tonight. So they have dialed up play action multiple times already tonight, 4 times at least, and it's worked to their advantage a couple times.
And Colton Fabro now with 6 tackles. He leads the team. 5:08 left in the second quarter, squared at 16 apiece. USA with the ball at the Vassar 25-yard line. It's a handoff to the right side to Macklin Gettle. He falls forward to about the 22-yard line for a 3-yard gain, brought down by Lamont Morrison, his 3rd tackle of the night.
Yeah, Lamont Morrison coming up from that defensive backfield to coming up to make the play. He's one of those defensive backs that continues to leave his back spot to come up and try and make tackles in the running game. You know, it's good to have, but you can't get beat deep. And that play is still lingering in the back of Coach Lang's mind whenever he wants to dial that play action up again.
4.5 before halftime. Clock continues to wind down. This drive started at the 6:17 mark. Awaiting the snap, Foley gets it, and he hands it off to his first option right through the middle. And it is a handoff to Aaron Sines. Out for about a 3, maybe 4-yard gain, brought down by Brandon Lyon, that 5'11", 219 senior for Vassar.
Lyon's 4th tackle on the game already in this first half. And another update for you guys. Ubley leads Harbor Beach 12-10 was the score that I had.
12-10?
That sounds hard to believe.
That'd be safety would be involved in that case.
That very well could be.
We'll confirm that score for you later.
Do they have a kicker?
No, I know that.
I don't think so either.
And it's going to be a quarterback keeper. Foley cuts back inside, gets across the 15-yard line, and dives forward to the 14 for enough for a first down rush brought down by Kane Milliken, an undersized offensive lineman, but doing the job regardless. That is his 6th tackle. 1st and 10 from the 14-yard line.
Yeah, he now is tied for the lead with Colton Fabro on those tackles for lead. They both have 6. And again, the Vassar defense here getting pushed back a little bit. They're going to have to really dig deep here and try and stop this USA offense. They have really ran the ball very well and mixed in play action at the perfect time.
Looks like Bad Axe leads Lakers 14-6. 1st and 10 from the 14-yard line of Vassar, Lakers, or USA with the ball. And it's a handoff to Siebert around the left side. He gets out for about 2 yards to the 12-yard line. And brings up a 2nd down, 8 yards to go. Deep into Vassar's own territory. Brought down by number 26, That is Zach Shepard.
Yeah, nowhere to go. Vassar answers the call on first down, making a nice tackle for a short gain, bringing up second and fairly long.
And we confirm this. Harbor Beach does have 10 points. They have a kicker.
Hey, I said a field goal.
A field goal unit, in fact. So it's a close game in Ubley tonight as well. Rivalry night and the Thumb of Michigan. Lakers against Bad Axe, Harbor Beach against Ubley. And right here we have Vassar and USA all tied up at 16 apiece. Aaron Sines right through the middle out to about the 6-yard line. He's shy of the first down marker by about a yard. Robbie Atwood on the tackle. And now we're getting close to the 2-minute mark in the first half. Sets up a third down, 1 yard to go for USA.
So far on this drive, things could not be going any better for Coach Langs and the USA Patriots. They are milking this clock as best as they can. They have the ball now inside the 10-yard line, looking to try and take the lead here before the half. Minute 45 left on the clock. Even game, 16 apiece. A big third down and one coming up.
USA has been successful at converting on third down so far in the night, well above the 500 mark. Foley under center, working off the left hash at the 6-yard line. It's a handoff. Siebert gets close to the end zone. He's in for a score. Touchdown, USA. Colton Siebert dives in from 6 yards out and makes it USA 22, Vassar 16 with a minute 25 before halftime.
Again, Colton Siebert, he makes it look easy. His vision is top notch. He finds a way to weasel through that defensive front of Vassar and extends the football across the goal line just enough, gets into the end zone. However, they leave a minute 25 for this high-powered Vassar offense. But before that, we'll see what Coach Langs and company has on this two-point conversion play.
Minute 25, that's about a minute too long for Vassar.
Yeah, maybe it is. That's true.
Going for the two-point conversion. T formation from the 3-yard line. There's the snap. And Foley keeps it for himself around the left side. He has the edge. He's in for the two-point conversion. It's good. It's 24-16. An old-fashioned two-point conversion battle here in USA on homecoming night in week number 7 of the regular season. On the WLAW Sports Network, a minute 25 before halftime.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rochi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
USA fan base seeing some life again, leading 24-16 over Vassar as the kick comes in at the 9-yard line and is picked up on the far sideline and forced out of bounds close to the 23. First and 10 for Vassar, right to left across their unit, you know, across their radio in their white uniforms with orange pants and black helmets, black face masks, as we've seen quite the game tonight.
Oh, we have. It's been crazy. USA really controlling the pace of the game. Running the ball effectively, mixing in the play-action pass. They lead this game 24-16. A minute 20 to go is plenty of time for Humbert and this Vulcan offensive attack. You can bet they're going to come out with some spread offense. Looks like three wide receivers to the left, one to the right.
Minute 20 before halftime. Vassar coming out in the full spread, three to the left, one to the right. Humbert in the backfield by himself. Rolling to his left, looking to pass. Rolls back to his right, has to move. We have a flag flying, and he's going to keep it for himself. He's across the 25-yard line and comes down at the 27-yard line. And he's brought down by number 54, Cooper Caulfield, listed as a linebacker for USA. But more than likely, this is going to be a hold. It's going to be a block in the back against Vassar. And that flag is sitting at the 22-yard line.